Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's out.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program, Nature Magazine. I just got their daily. I get a little newsletter every day and email Monday through Friday, kind of a summary of their top stories. And one of them was that a COVID infection, severe COVID infection, ages the brain. That they're now they've done a bunch of autopsies on people who have died, not from COVID, but you know just died, who had COVID over the last couple of years. And those people who had a severe case of COVID, their brains look like the brains of people 10, 20 years older than they are. Much older than they should, the brains look older than they should because they're older than the chronological age of the people. And which brings me to the geeky science here, I'm not even sure this is geeky science. It's just, this is the reality, this sad story. Mark Sumner brought this to my attention, writing about it over at Daily Kos. The article is titled, "This is the Price of COVID-19 Disinformation, the Worst Flu Season in Decades." And you say, well, what does the flu have to do with COVID? Well, this is an amazing story. What it turns out is, first off, the flu that is circulating right now is the H3N2 flu. It expresses the H3N2 proteins. And that's one of the flu vaccine typically is tweaked against three or four different flu variations. And in fact, the vaccine I got, I'm pretty sure it was called quadrivalent, which means that there's four, it's got four different dead flu viruses in it, or it's made somehow with those four different viruses. And one of them is this particular one, H3N2, or something close enough to it that it provides some serious protection from this virus, that this flu virus that is now over 70% of all the cases in the United States. That's the good news. The vaccine works against flu. The bad news, and I'm hearing this from my own family. I've got one kid who's a nurse practitioner, another who's a physician's assistant, and they both work in critical care and ERs and primary care right now. Are working at two of the largest hospitals in Portland, we were hearing last night just horror stories about just how slammed these hospitals are and doctors' offices and everybody else with this flu that's going around. And, part of the problem apparently is, although this is purely speculative, is that some people are just, it's been 2 years since anybody had the flu, basically. Because we've been masked and we've been avoiding crowds and we haven't been, going into public places and hanging out with each other. And so we didn't get COVID, we didn't get the flu either. So number one. And as a result, people's just kind of general immunity is down. But also this particular flu, this H3N2, is a ass kicker. It's a tough flu. But the real problem is that the anti-vax folks who have been ragging on people about the horrors of the COVID vaccine are causing people to say, maybe I shouldn't get any vaccine. Maybe I shouldn't get my flu shot this year. And, you know, and on top of that now, I mean, the CDC just reported that 81% of people who got one of the early COVID shots never got the boosters. And, you know, there was a headline in Drudge last week that said, more people who are vaxxed are now dying of COVID than unvaxxed. Well, the reason for that is, A, the number of unvaxxed people is now a relatively small minority in the United States. Most people are vaccinated. But secondly, a lot of people got their first shots and then never followed up. And 6 months or a year after you've gotten a shot, it's like you got no shot or damn close to it. So this disinformation campaign, which, by the way, we also we believe has been amplified by some of the foreign trolls on social media, the Russian or whatever trolls on social media pushing anti-vax information, is creating a real problem. There's also, this is a quote from, I'm not sure where this is. It's the Washington Post. The Washington Post says, what many people don't realize is that even after someone recovers from the flu, the inflammatory response generated by the virus continues to wreak havoc for another 4 to 6 weeks in those who are middle-aged and older, increasing the rate of heart attacks and strokes. So what are the basic things? Well, you know, the flu can be transmitted through the air, but it's also heavily transmitted through touch. Doorknobs, you know, things like that. And so wash your hands a lot, right? In addition to wearing a mask when you go out in public. And yeah, you know, if somebody looks at you funny, just say, you know, I don't want to get sick. Or I'm immune compromised. Or, I mean, we all are in little bits and ways, right? Age is an immune compromiser. So I just, you know, I wanted to share that with you. And now let's just get back to your phone calls. We've covered a whole lot of stuff today, from impeachments to Trump to the future of the Republican Party, to who can become Speaker of the House, to you know, Putin signing a law banning any expression of being gay at all in Russia, to the Supreme Court trying to use creative expression as the new way of imposing religious beliefs on other people around you know, gay folks, to Alito talking, you know, talking smack about black kids wearing Klan robes, to Greg Palast's report from Georgia, to Kanye West asking Jews to forgive Hitler. It's just a lot to talk about here. So let me pick up your thoughts on this. Rebecca in Savannah, Georgia. Hey, Rebecca, how's everything going in Savannah?
Oh, my God, I got a knot in my stomach the size of a bowling ball.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's been a long time since I've been there. You live in a beautiful city.
Yes, we do. I just wanted to talk about the SB 202 and piggyback off what another caller was talking about.
Okay.
Using the law against what it's being, what it was written for.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's clear that we need federal voting rights protections. Like, we gotta use it.
Yeah.
Because every election, they can see the turnout. And then an amenable county, because now SB 202, they can come and replace members of county boards.
That's right.
So they can just...
That's right. In fact, they've done that in a lot of democratically controlled counties.
Favorable. Right. You're right. So until Democrats grow some cojones and start going on the offense, this is going to be our demise.
So Republicans under SB 202 have challenged over 140,000 voters and said, you're not allowed to vote. I'm challenging you. And in some cases, one individual has challenged, you know, thousands and thousands of voters. And those voters then have to go to the Secretary of State's office and say, here's my driver's license, here's my birth certificate, I am who I said I am, I should be allowed to vote, and, you know, before they can actually get a ballot as opposed to a placebo ballot, a provisional ballot. So you're arguing, Rebecca, that Democrats should be doing the same thing, challenging Republican voters? Do I have that right?
Yes, Republican heavy, because empathy is the only mover. So when everybody finds out, like, oh, man, this is, like, really a pain in the ass, and they start griping about it, until Republicans start hearing it from their own constituents,
mm-hmm.
It's it's just going to keep being used.
That's a good point.
The Democratic Party.
That's a good point. And so then the question is, how do you come up with a list of Republicans? The challenge.
Well, also, one point, go on the Georgia Secretary of State website, and they seem to be selling voter lists now.
But they are public information, yeah.
Right, but advertising them for sale, like, one of the first things you see.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy to me. I mean, I know you can, like, request them.
Yeah.
But it was a process before, when now it's just an invitation. And, I mean, Democratic principles say, I believe everybody has a right to vote. So it, you are relying on Democratic values to prevent you from using a strategic in.
Right, you're highlighting the hypocrisy.
Fundamentally believe in it.
Right, you're highlighting the hypocrisy of Democrats saying we believe everybody should be allowed to vote, but by the way, here's a list of 70,000 registered Republicans in Cherokee County that we don't think should vote.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, but I totally get your argument that, you know, they're not going to change this law until it gets used against Republicans. I totally get that.
Right, until it hurts.
Yeah.
Until it hurts. Because they'll, I mean, every election they'll be like, oh, we need 11,780 more votes. And, like, counties will just, you know, chip away 100 at a time.
Yeah.
And it's happening in every county or, like, you know, number of counties.
No, it is. It absolutely is. And it would be interesting to see a campaign like that put together. It would probably be disavowed by the Democratic Party loudly. But it would be fascinating. Rebecca, thank you. Thank you for the call. And thanks for the report from Savannah. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Savannah, Georgia's got to be one of the prettiest towns in America, and their cemeteries are amazing. Anyhow, we'll be right back. You know, back about 4 years ago, Donald Trump, with taking a whole pile of money from big tech and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC, they changed the laws so that unlike any other developed democracy in the world, uniquely in the United States, your internet service provider can and does record everything you do online. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. In the United States, they can legally sell this information to ad companies, tech giants, or basically anybody who wants to buy it. And they do because of these changes in the law that Donald Trump made happen. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I readily called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. So what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for me and Louise, with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe-throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Text CHEERS to 73784. So CHEERS to 73784. Message and data rates may apply. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls on all these many things we've been talking about today. Joyce in Bellevue, Massachusetts. Washington. Hey, Joyce. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling to get you to clarify something on a radio station about gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. Is up court now, and this has to do with which state it is. But if
Joyce, I'm sorry, your phone is fading in and out. Can you try to ask the question real concisely so that, you know, in the hopes that your phone won't fade out in the middle of it?
Okay, would you clarify what is before the Supreme Court now that one state has brought up about gerrymandering, wherein the state legislatures would be in control?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the case that's being heard either this afternoon or tomorrow. I've seen two different stories on that. I think it's tomorrow. That case, that's Moore v. Harper, and in that case, the Republicans in North Carolina did an insane gerrymander, and they're being sued, saying that, you know, you can't do that. That violates the state's constitution. You're violating the rights of people within the state to have basically equal representation. And there's a clause in the Constitution that says that the time and nature of voting shall be determined by the state legislatures. And I'm imperfectly quoting that. It's not time and nature, it's something else. But it's something like, basically, how the election is conducted is up to the state legislature unless the federal Congress passes a law stating otherwise. So, you know, which Congress has not passed a law regulating voting outside of the Voting Rights Act. And so what North Carolina is saying in this case, or the Republicans in North Carolina are saying in Moore v. Harper, is that we are the state legislature. we have the right to gerrymander like we want, and the Supreme Court of the state of North Carolina does not have the right to oversee us because we're the legislature, and the Constitution says the legislature doesn't say the state Supreme Court, and it doesn't say the governor. The governor can't stop us either. And if that logic holds, if the Supreme Court embraces that logic, first off, you're going to see just crazy gerrymanders all across the country. That'll be, you know, it'll just be, you know, open season on states that are controlled by Republicans to gerrymander so severely that they'll add another dozen or two dozen Republican seats to the House of Representatives, even, you know, even if Democratic representation would indicate that they shouldn't, number one. But number two, then the corollary belief of that is that the state legislature can also assert their, you know, they can also claim, they can also choose, essentially, their own electors for president of the United States, regardless of how the people in the state voted. And if that happens, then states that have Republican-controlled legislatures where the people vote for a Democrat for president, like Georgia, like Arizona, those states' legislatures will be able to say, no, we're going to hand the election to Donald Trump rather than whoever actually won the election for president. So it's kind of two issues. One is the gerrymandering, the other is the presidential election. Did I answer your question, Joyce?
You did.
Okay.
It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's a kind of two-layer thing. Carolyn in Chicago. How do you say it, Carolyn?
Caroline.
Okay. Hey, Caroline, what's up?
Hi, Tom. If Reverend Warnock wins today, would the Democrats be in a stronger position to expand the Supreme Court?
Massively. The main thing is, the main benefit that Warnock winning will provide to the Democrats in the Senate is that they will then be able to stack all of their committees with one more Democrat than Republican. So the committees will not be 50-50. So they can change the rules of how the committees work. They can give the committees subpoena power. They can move forward with a whole bunch of things that they might not have been able to do, like getting them out of committee, getting things voted out of committee so that they can get them to the floor for a vote. It will be a huge big deal. And I think the media has been underselling this or kind of playing it down because it's a partisan advantage, frankly, and I don't know why they don't want to talk about it, but it's a huge big deal. Caroline, thank you for the call.
And the Supreme Court.
Say that again.
That would have
to come out of the Judiciary Committee, and this will give the Democrats control over that committee. So yes.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's tomorrow. More V. Harper. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with you on the other side of this break. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood, veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today, drmartypets.com. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. That's drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on all these topics of the day. James in Miami, Oklahoma. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. Yeah, I was going to talk to you about education and how that I... You know, I don't think the kids are learning anything, but I've listened to it. It was kind of going to the same thing that Rebecca did such a good job at. So I just want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Can these red states survive without income from California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, and I'm sure I left out one of the really high taxes?
Yeah.
States. Can they survive?
I think they can, but they'd have to cut back dramatically on the services and benefits that they're offering their citizens. I mean, you've got some states like Kentucky that get almost $3 back for every dollar they send to Washington, D.C., and then you got states like California that get back, I'm doing this from memory, so it might not be exactly right, but it's something like 70 cents, maybe 80 cents on the dollar. And so, yeah, we've got the red states are, I'm not sure about Oklahoma. But you know the old Confederacy states are the ones that are the largest drain on the federal coffers.
Well, why don't we have any leverage in that regard? Why can they just run amok with these elections, do what they want, put people in place? We know they're going to cheat, and the one thing that my dog's been upset about this.
Your dog's upset about it too.
I forgot what I was saying now. But
why can't we go after these red states for messing with the elections when they're so basically in debt? I totally get it. You know, if the tables were turned, if the blue states were the ones that were bleeding money and they were and their coffers were being filled up by the red states, I guarantee you the Republicans would be holding hearings about this every single year. They would be yelling and screaming about the greedy blue states and how they're just giving money away and they're behaving irresponsibly, quack, quack, quack. And frankly, I think the Democrats should be doing that. I think they should be holding hearings about this. I think they should be highlighting this. I think it should become an issue in every election. But, you know, so far the Democratic Party has been far more interested in getting things done for people than complaining about what the Republicans aren't doing, sadly.
Well, what you and Rebecca were talking about was the fact that Republicans or Democrats really start need to press the issue. They play dirty, and we're trying to play fair.
Yep.
They fight dirty. They have dirty rules. We know they're going to gerrymander districts. There's got to be some leverage we can do with tax money that says, hey, you're not going to get to live the way you want to live on our money.
I agree.
If you gerrymander your districts.
I agree.
We don't have a representative government.
Not any longer. Arguably never did.
Because of Fox News. I'm 80 years old. I've seen a lot of presidents, and I've seen a lot of things. But the worst thing that ever happened to this country was Fox News. They use your free speech and your free press to overthrow you.
Yeah.
I just don't know why we need to let that happen.
Yeah, Kevin Rudd, who was the Prime Minister of Australia, which is where Rupert Murdoch and his family came from, wrote an op-ed for the Sydney Morning Herald, which is like their New York Times, you know, it's the big national newspaper, back, I don't know, 6-8 years ago, something like that. You can Google it easily. And that was titled, Rupert Murdoch is the Cancer at the Heart of Australian Democracy. And Murdoch did that to Australia, then he moved to the UK, and he did it to the UK, and that's why they've got Brexit now, and they've got huge buyer's remorse. And Brexit only has 37 or 39% support now among the people. And then he came to the United States and became a citizen so that he could own a television network, and is doing it here. And I'm with you. I think Fox has done serious damage to our country.
Well, but I don't know if we're going to break up into city states. You know, there's that kind of thought.
I hope not. But you know.
Well, I do too. I hope that we win that election in Georgia, and proceed knocking some of this stuff out, because I don't know how much time we have to avoid not talking about the truth. The truth is Earth, water, and air. You know, it's all one thing.
Yeah.
And I think you do a much better job at doing a rant, so I'm going to quit.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Tom, for what you do.
James.
I always look forward to seeing you on, shows like Bill Maher and things like that.
Okay.
You had a lot. So
well, thank you, James. Thank you very much. And thanks for watching the show there in Miami, Oklahoma. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Sebastian in Kingston, New York. Hey, Sebastian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about your views on natural immunity, because I heard earlier you're pointing out how 52% of people in the hospitals are now vaccinated. And these reports are just continuing the us versus them, the vaccinated versus unvaccinated dance. And I feel it's really still tearing a lot of communities apart. You know, why not discuss natural immunity, which we've relied on for thousands of years? The MRA shots are still under emergency use authorization, same for the bivalent boosters. The FDA board is approving stuff that they haven't made yet, but I don't want to get too far into that. You know, for $6, I got my antigens tested once I got COVID. I had antibodies for 3-4 months after that. I got tested every month. I even had my T-cell test done, and it showed that my body recognizes the sickness.
Well, you've got access to labs and more money than I do, Sebastian. The reason that you don't, that rational
Medicare,
people in this day and age do not want to use natural immunity as their way to protect themselves from COVID is because the only way you acquire natural immunity is by being infected. And, you know, that natural immunity works fine with the common cold or the flu, although, you know, we could debate that even, you know, with 40,000 Americans dying every year from the flu. But we just had 1 million Americans die from COVID. And, you know, that's like saying, let's have natural immunity with syphilis or gonorrhea, or let's have natural immunity with smallpox. It's crazy. You don't want, if you've got a vaccine that actually works, that has been given now to over 1 billion people, and the side effects are inconsequential, statistically speaking. You've got a vaccine that actually works and does prevent death, and what we're seeing now is that people who are fully boosted are not dying in the hospitals, pretty much at all, outside of, you know, really, really elderly or immune compromised people, which is not you and me. And so it just, you know, this whole argument that, you know, my own immune system can take care of me, fine, tell me that when you've got syphilis, or tell me that when you're dying from COVID.
No.
One of the things that we know is that when you get COVID, if you get a serious case, it's gonna age your brain. When you get COVID, if you get a serious case, there's a very good chance you're going to end up with a stroke or a heart attack. One of my kids' partner's father just got COVID and ended up with a stroke from it. What idiot would take that kind of risk? I mean, he wasn't an idiot. He was fully vaxxed and boosted, but he's, you know, in his 80s, and so, you know, he just doesn't have, you know, no vaccine is going to give him that kind of immunity.
It makes sense to be fully vaxxed and boosted in your 80s. And if you're,
you know, I'm convinced that he would be dead if he hadn't been vaccine boosted. That you know,
in your 80s and you have concerns.
Absolutely, absolutely, Sebastian. This whole natural immunity thing is BS when it comes to COVID, and you don't want to go down that road. Thanks for the call, George in Seattle. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just dug out my COVID tests that I got from the government, and they all show used by August 13th, 2022.
Right. They did say, the FDA did say recently that you can extend those dates by either 3 or 6 months. I don't recall which, but apparently they, you know, they didn't, when they made them, they didn't know how long the reagents would work, but apparently they last a whole lot longer than the use by date.
Has there been any word about putting out updated tests?
Yeah, you can walk into a drugstore and buy them. But I would encourage you, if you've got some old tests with, you know, that look like they're expired, just plug that into a search engine, you know, the using COVID tests beyond expiration date, and you'll find the articles. It was maybe, 4 or 5 months ago, Sean, thereabouts, that the FDA came out and said, you know, these COVID tests are actually good long after the expiration dates. But I'm sorry, I don't recall the details, George, but it is easy to find online, or it should be. It certainly should be. I mean, it was an official government proclamation, essentially. It'll be in a few seconds, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a second.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And welcome back, picking up your calls, Nina in McAlpin, Florida. Hey, Nina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm just exhausted. I'm tired of the media propping up Trump. I'm tired of them propping up his followers. Isn't his followers about dwindled down to nothing? Why can't we just do a stop Trump, don't even mention his name, like we do, you know, wanted people or you know, enemies of the people? Just quit saying his name, and won't he eventually just go away?
I think, Nina, well, first of all, two thoughts. The first off is, if there's a poisonous snake in your house and you know he's in your house, you're not going to stop looking at the floor, right, to make sure he's not coming up on you. And that's basically Donald Trump in our body politics. So, you know, we can't just kind of ignore him because he is that poisonous snake, you know, metaphorically. That said, I believe that the Republican Party is very close to the verge of completely rejecting Donald Trump. Now, the question that gets raised is, does he have enough juice to power his way through a Republican primary and end up the nominee for 2024 again, even if he's, or maybe even especially if he gets arrested? And this is where, you know, there's this whole thing about, you know, be careful of what you wish for. Benjamin Netanyahu was fading politically. He was a very controversial figure. He got indicted for bribery. He made a whole big fuss about, hey, this isn't right, and these were just small gifts, and I'm the victim, and blah, blah. He played the victim card so brilliantly that he's now prime minister of Israel again, even though he's still under indictment for a crime. Ken Paxton, same thing in Texas. He got indicted 7 years ago for securities fraud. He has been fighting that indictment for 7 years. He has not yet had a trial yet, but he's been arrested and everything, and yet he's still the attorney general for the state. So, because he's playing the victim card. So the question is, will Trump, you know, if Trump gets indicted, will his playing the victim card work to his advantage or his detriment? I think most people assume it'll hurt him. I'm not sure it will, at least not with the base. So the big question is whether the Republicans like him or not, whether Republicans want to get rid of him or not. Will he be able to ride his base into, you know, being the nominee for president in 2024? If he does, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that he'll win the election. But I do think there is a good chance that he'll become the nominee. And it's just going to be fascinating to watch, Nina. Am I making sense here?
Hopefully he won't even be the nominee. Hopefully he will not even be relevant then.
Yeah, I am with you. Nina, thank you very much for the call. Sharon in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was wondering, after the Supreme Court hears the cases, do they go back into their chambers and talk about, like, what both sides have presented and, like, debate whatever their vote is going to be?
They used to. My understanding is, and this is just based on a book that I read about the Supreme Court, by Chernow, I think, or Cherominsky. He's a constitutional scholar, law professor, and this was maybe 6 or 7 years ago I read the book, and I went back and revisited it when I was writing my book on the Supreme Court. And the point that he made, Edwin Cherominsky is what I'm remembering as his name, but I could be wrong, But the point that he made was that, you know, for years and years, the court would sit around and debate those kinds of issues and stuff like that. But really, in the last 30 years or so, what has happened is the individual justices go back, they sit down with their clerks, they figure out what they want to, you know, what their position is going to be and what their affirmation or dissent is going to be of the decision, and write that stuff. And then in some cases they'll circulate it to other of their colleagues. In some cases they don't. They wait for it to be a surprise. But that kind of collegial, collaborative stuff, that kind of died decades ago, apparently.
That's horrible, because I'm so impressed with Ketanji Brown Jackson, or Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
She's so intelligent and asks such good questions that, you know, I was hoping that maybe some of the liberals could change the minds of the conservatives.
I think those days...
In their rulings.
Yeah, I think not that those days were ever particularly strong. I mean, you know, changing the minds of people is real difficult, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But I think those days of collegiality are gone. Sharon, I need to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay,
it was great to hear from you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. Robert in Manchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? So I wanted to talk about something else, but one of your callers actually brought up Trump. So I'm a Republican, and I can't stand Trump. I would rather not vote for him than him win the primary or the election. Mm-hmm. If Trump becomes the nominee, Biden's going to get another 4 years. I promise you, Trump has to win back Republicans like me and the independents, and it is not going to happen.
I agree.
He can't shut his mouth about the 2020 election, and I said it from the beginning. If he opens his mouth about the 2020 election, he's stealing his fate. He can't shut up about it. Trump is not going to win.
Yeah, what astonishes...
I don't like Biden. I don't want Biden to win, but Trump is not going to beat Biden.
Yeah.
And 20 people.
Yeah, what astonishes me is that Democrats are not using the same phrase that Republicans used against Al Gore in 2000, which is sore loser. I mean, that's what Kerry Lake is. That's what Donald Trump is. They're sore losers. And, you know, we have a long history in America of not really admiring sore losers, Robert.
Trump has become worse than a sore loser. He's become worse than what he was in the 4 years in office.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
He's not going to win. He's probably going to win the primary, to be honest. His base is just... you remember when he said he could shoot somebody in Times Square and he'd still hold his base or something?
Yep, on Fifth Avenue,
I think he was right. Some of these people are nuts. They don't care if Trump loses in 2024. They want him to run.
Yeah. But I think your state, you know, Robert, you're calling from Manchester, New Hampshire, and I think that your state really, you've got several good Republicans there who have repudiated Donald Trump. So, you know, that's a good sign, I think, but, you know, we'll see. Robert, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. I do appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us, as Bernie used to say all the time, and then President Obama started picking up that phrase. It's true. Democracy is not democracy if we don't participate in it. So make sure that you're registered to vote and figure out how you can participate in our democracy. There's always a way. There's always a way. Tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.